today, will rising household wealth drive interest rates higher? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, the ABS reported that household wealth rose for the fourth straight quarter, up 2.3% or $339 billion in the September quarter of 2023. What do you say? Well, we're not feeling it. The key, of course, is distribution across households, and the nexus is actually property values. The ABS says that household wealth is supported by house prices, which have continued to grow despite increases in interest rates. So the total wealth was $15.3 trillion in the September quarter, which is 7% higher, or $998 billion, than a year ago. And that was largely driven by residential land and dwellings, which contributed 1.7 percentage points to the quarterly growth. And the growth in household wealth was also supported by seasonal tax refunds coming in at the start of the financial year, with deposits increasing 3.4% or $52.8 billion over the September quarter. Deposits into accessible transaction accounts, known as transferable deposits, made up $24.4 billion of this increase, with most going into offset accounts. Another $26.1 billion was invested in high-interest non-transferable deposits, including term deposits. So, if you are in the right cohorts with savings, mortgage-free houses and other assets, then you're doing well, whereas many others are simply not. If you are a renter or mortgaged up to the gills, your wealth could well be minimal, while debts are building. So actually, this is a symptom of the building inequality in the system. And the ABS also reported that total demand for credit was $90.2 billion, driven by private non-financial businesses at $46.5 billion, general government at $18.5 billion, and households at $13.9 billion. So while some are stashing cash into offset accounts and paying down loans, others are frankly all but drowning in debt. Another rate rise or higher for longer rates at current levels could push many over the edge. So all of this puts the RBA into a tricky position. And in fact, while markets doubt the Reserve Bank of Australia will deliver any more rate rises, with the current cash rate at 4.35%, the central bank warned on Tuesday that it may need to deliver another cash rate increase if inflation remains too high. Members agreed that whether further tightening of monetary policy is required to ensure that inflation returns to target in a reasonable time frame will depend on how the incoming data alters the economic outlook and the evolving assessment of risks, the central bank's December 5th minute said. This statement effectively is running counter to the prevailing sentiment among markets, which have pivoted towards predicting rate cuts from the RBA next year, following the US Federal Reserve's signals last week as it flagged the end of its tightening cycle, possibly. The latest figures suggest that there is a 1 in 4 chance the RBA will cut the cash rate to 4.1% at its second meeting in the middle of March 24, and traders have almost fully priced in a rate cut by June 2024 and two rate cuts by the end of the year. Now, of course, if rates did come down a little, that would provide some relief, but even two cuts, not a lot really. One important factor will be the December quarter inflation figures, which are due out on January the 31st. If inflation is hotter, thanks to the sticky services inflation or high oil and fuel prices, rates may need to go higher. On the other hand, the pressure on debt-laden households is also on the RBA's mind, despite the recent comments from Governor Bullock in Hong Kong that most households are doing fine. Actually, my survey says something different, as I discussed recently. Reading the minutes, the RBA said the case for a further rate rise stemmed from the fact that inflation was increasingly demand-driven, and there was a risk it could remain above its 2 to 3% target band beyond December 2025. The economy is still running at a pace viewed as inconsistent with low inflation, the minutes said. On the other hand, it seems the central bank decided to keep the cash rate unchanged in December due to signs that high interest rates were working to cool the economy, while there was also a possibility that unemployment could rise by more than anticipated. Members acknowledge that consumption growth has been quite weak, as many households are experiencing a painful squeeze on their finances, with inflation and higher interest rates weighing on real disposable incomes, the minutes said. So much for everybody doing fine. And the minutes also described the decline in global inflation as encouraging, with the pickup in the pace of disinflation cited as one of the reasons for leaving the cash rate unchanged. So, on one hand, the RBA is increasingly concerned about the health of the domestic economy. On the other hand, inflation is still raging. And it noted that household consumption was subdued in aggregate terms and falling outright in per capita terms. And it also highlighted the fact that timely indicators pointed to a further weakening of consumer spending in the December quarter. And by the way, the minutes also show that the RBA board discussed whether it should start selling the bonds it purchased to support the economy during the pandemic. However, it decided to stick with its current approach, which is to hold its bonds to maturity rather than offloading them into the markets in advance, which means, by the way, that the RBA avoids crystallizing a significant paper loss on its bond holdings. But it also means the money supply is still potentially in inflationary mode. But the statement said the board will keep the prospect of selling its bonds on the cards due to the RBA's exposure to interest rate risk and because of the relatively gradual decline in the bank's portfolio of bonds compared with some other advanced economy central banks. And finally, there was another interesting factoid in the ABS release relating to the term funding facility. That's the cheap money the banks were handed by the RBA to encourage lending through COVID, but which mostly sat at the RBA, earning currently more than 4% of interest to the banks. It's a really silly policy, of course, which taxpayers are paying for, essentially. And the ABS said that there were impacts across the financial markets as the initial allowance of the term funding facility matured on the 30th of September 2023. Banks' exchange settlement accounts with the Reserve Bank of Australia fell $53.7 billion as the $79.8 billion of securitized bonds used to secure the funding returned to bank balance sheets. To ensure banks still met liquidity requirements, they actually acquired $20.7 billion worth of semi-government bonds. The TFF was a key source of funding for banks through the COVID-19 pandemic. With the first tranche now maturing, banks are returning to traditional sources of funding, issuing $14 billion worth of bonds domestically and $9.3 billion of one-name paper offshore, the ABS said. But these, of course, are at a much higher funding cost. So the pressure on bank margins may, in fact, mean that they hold mortgage rates higher in the months ahead, whatever the RBA chooses to do. So while the household wealth story will be flogged to death in an effort to convince people you never had it so good, the truth is, while there may be some in that state, for many, perhaps the majority, they're not feeling it and will continue to trim spending and hunker down in the higher for longer interest rate environment. In fact, 2024 could well be worse than 2023 for many. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching. And I'll see you again next time.